The world says goodbye to a music legend and a rhinestone cowboy. With your KFM News update, I'm Andrew White. First, three teachers in Greater Sudbury are facing disciplinary hearings over alleged misconduct. Two are from the English Catholic School Board, while one is from the Rainbow District School Board. There are a number of issues pending, including assault. One teacher was reported to be swearing at students, losing his temper, tearing cords out of the wall. All the teachers have various court dates. Staff and campers at Dutrisac Cottages and Campground in Sturgeon Falls were handed eviction notices this week. The owners say that they were told by the ministry that area lagoons were no longer permitted for septic sewage. Different options were apparently given to the ownership, but refused, all between the cost of $500,000 and $1.8 million in cost. North Bay police say they've laid charges on a 26-year-old male following a major drug bust. This is after a call about a suspicious vehicle parked on Marshall Avenue last week. Police investigated, and the seizure included heroin, fentanyl, cocaine, marijuana, all with a street value of over $50,000. Over $5,500 cash was seized along with weapons. Over $250,000 worth of funding was a hot topic for City Council this week for Timmins. It all surrounded the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation infuse of nearly $370,000 headed towards the Stars and Thunder Festival. Some city councilors say they don't believe the grant should be added to the mayor's final presentation because it does not give a clear picture of the financial loss to taxpayers. Mayor Steve Black says out of the $540,000 required from the taxpayers for the festival, it's $369,570 they don't need to pay. And finally, Glenn Campbell, the upbeat guitarist from Delight, Arkansas, whose smooth vocals and down-home manner made music lovers smile for generations, has died. This is after a long and courageous battle with Alzheimer's disease. The family made the announcement on Facebook yesterday. Campbell was 81 years old. For local news and weather anytime, go to kfmradio.ca.